I'm WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz. Tis the season for fans of Wisconsin's deer hunt. The annual 9-day gun season started last weekend and ends on Sunday. It falls to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to strike a balance, try to maintain a sustainable, healthy deer population, and support the state's deer hunting heritage.
From a harvest standpoint, our opening weekend harvest statewide is slightly ahead of last year. The buck harvest is up 1.4%. And the antlerless harvest is up a nice 7%. So that was good to see.
Jeff Pritzel is deer program specialist with the DNR. He updated media Tuesday at the halfway point of the hunt. He said just over 90,000 deer were harvested last weekend.
That brings us up to a total harvest this year, going back to the beginning of the archery season, of over 200,000 deer. We're at just over 212,000 deer now, including archery harvest prior to the gun season.
But it'll take a whole lot more successful hunters to drive down Wisconsin's soaring deer population. As of the end of last year, the agency estimated the state has more than 1.8 million deer. Their numbers are being felt. Deer are found roaming urban areas. They feast on agricultural fields. Deer also cause up to 19,000 car collisions a year. In the meantime, an increasing number are being hit by chronic wasting disease. It damages deer's brains and ultimately causes death. The DNR first reported cases within the deer population in 2002. Deer herd specialist Aaron Larson says the disease continues to be most prevalent in southwest Wisconsin. Still, she encourages hunters statewide to have their deer sampled for CWD. Ways to participate include the self-service kiosk method or making an appointment with a local DNR staff person.
I just want to also give a reminder that besides CWD, we're always interested in hearing what you're seeing with our deer herd out on the landscape. So please report any sick deer that you see, anything that's abnormal, by providing this information. You're giving us a better picture of what's occurring throughout the state, can help us find patterns and potentially identify any health concerns that we want to look into more.
Deer program specialist Jeff Pritzel ended the update on a bright note. He's heartened by the number of antlerless deer already harvested this season.
For a couple of reasons, as we were promoting before the season, this is a great year for deer hunters to hunt for their community, helping with the deer donation program. And in the farmland portions of the state, we've been aware that we really need to increase antlerless deer harvest.
There are more opportunities to harvest antlerless deer after the gun season closes. Check out the DNR website for the statewide antlerless-only harvest and the holiday hunt 10 days later. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.